Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and we hope it's treating you good for this May 18th, 2023. Seth and James here with you, and we're joined right now by our good friend, Mr. Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
How's it going over there?
Pretty well. How are things there?
Nice. We're enjoying this nice weather, this good temperatures. We've had a couple of days of this, so it's bound to end. No. We're enjoying it, Paul. We're having some fun. But what has Mother Nature got in store for us?
Yeah, you know, we do have still another mild day today, and still that hazy sunshine and some developing clouds as well. Looks like the shower storm chances hold off till we get more evening time frame, so or like 5, 6 o'clock tonight, and then beyond that, seeing some of that edge in with this cold front on the way. Otherwise, mid-70s today. South winds 10 to 15. Some showers and storms around into the evening hours tonight. Then down to 50, and some clouds Friday, maybe a shower. Otherwise, highs at 60 with a northwest wind 10 to 15. Still dealing with some of that Canadian wildfire smoke, though, here through the end of the week. So that's only going to be in our forecast still, and it looks like into Friday night. Partly cloudy skies, 41 for the low, and then 71 and some hazy sun Saturday. We do stay with about 49 Saturday night, 73 Sunday, mix of clouds and some hazy sun. Otherwise, things are looking pretty quiet in the next week, 70 Monday, partly sunny, and upper 70s to around 80 by Tuesday and Wednesday. So still on our way back up with those temps next week. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Not bad, Paul. Not bad. You know what? We'll take it. We'll take it. We appreciate you, Paul, as always. Thank you so much for hanging out with us and putting up with us, as you usually do. We'll talk again tomorrow and get people ready for the weekend.
Exactly. Yeah, talk to you tomorrow.
Have a good one. Best in the business right there. Our good friend Paul Trombley and the friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center really are the best in this game.
Yes,
we appreciate them so much. We got Seth and James here, and we're going to have some fun this morning and get into some great things with you. We, of course, a little bit later have got Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Mm-hmm. We're going to have our Pet of the Week coming up here in a little bit. We're looking forward to all of those things.
Yep.
But Seth and I used to do this show together called Our Day in Rock History.
That's right.
It was a fun show. We really enjoyed doing.
Yep.
Now, I know we missed that show, and we look for opportunities to, you know, to be able to get back to it. And
sure.
Everything.
Yeah.
So we thought I was just putting some stuff together this morning and thought, well, let's go ahead and give this a shot. Let's see if we can
have some fun with it. Yeah.
Yeah. Now the problem is that I'm trying to do this with a very not a great computer. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with everybody. It is not working that well with me. It just doesn't want to.
It's just one of those computer things.
Bear with me a little bit on this one, but we're going to give it a shot. So we're going to dive right into our day in music, and we kick things off in 1912 when Perry Cuomo is born, Pianero Ronald Cuomo, in Canisburg, Pennsylvania.
All right.
and of course, where did it go? I had it.
Oh, Perry. Where'd you go, Perry?
I had that set up here because I wanted to play this. I don't know how many people, I'm sure a lot of our audience may recognize it, but this is Perry Cuomo doing Killing Me Softly with his song, with her song.
Wow. I never knew he recorded that.
Strumming my pain with her fingers, singing my life with her words, killing me softly with her song, killing me softly with her song, telling my whole life with her words, killing me softly with her song.
Very tasteful.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a nice version of that song.
Got a beautiful, but there's a little bit of macabre in it. For me, there is, at least.
And there should be, yeah, because I don't know if people know that song was written by Roberta Flack in response to the song American Pie by Don McLean about, you know, how moving the song was to her. And then, and of course, it became a standard and other people picked it up like that. But you're right. There's something behind it. It's very nice, but there's something a little in the background there.
Roberta's is a ballad. Roberta's is a love song, and because if you don't know the history of it, like you just gave us there, you feel like it's a song that she's singing about somebody else.
Yep.
But it's actually about a song. It's actually about a song and everything, which is really cool. That I love when an artist can cover something and not so much just make it their own, but give you a different take on it.
Yes,
give you
exactly.
a different angle on it, kind of thing. There's a Silly Little Love Songs from Paul McCartney. It's one of the only songs by Paul McCartney I'm not really that into. We played it a lot in my classic rock days. But Tool did a cover of it that I love.
Wow.
And it's a very different version of it. Mm-hmm. But it's really cool. The song Dancing Days from Led Zeppelin is a great song. My sister loves it. Mm-hmm. I think of that song and I think of my sister immediately. Stone Temple Pilots redid it.
Oh.
And I like it better.
Really?
In a lot of ways, yeah.
Wow.
It's a really unique way of playing. It's a really
are you
cool
allowed
work.
To say that?
I'm not in my family.
I was
no,
gonna say, I you're going to be in trouble, man.
I have to change my last name now. Great, Malo. I'll go by Malo. I'll go
Malo.
By Malo.
Go,
yeah,
go
it's
by
a
Malo.
Easier. It's like a little.
Take your mom's name, Stone. Your mom's
Stern.
Stern. It's Stern. Yeah.
I like that though. That's not bad. We go to 1952 now, where country singer George Strait is born in Poteet, Texas.
All right.
Every single word is true, and I think you need to know.
This is a live version.
So use it as a bookmark. Stick it on your refrigerator door. Hang it in a picture frame up above the mantle where you'll see it for sure.
Yeah, it kind of looks kind of funny. So he's up on stage. He's got the big screens and stuff behind him, all the lights. It looks kind of weird.
Yeah.
Because he's such an unassuming kind of guy, you know? Should be in a honky-tonk somewhere.
Yes. I got to say, too, I was trying to find a song to play for of his. He's got such an eclectic list. It's like, geez.
Amazing.
You're trying to give honor to his birthday. What one George Strait song do you play? I mean, there's a billion of them out there.
Because he's got the record, if I remember correctly, the most number one hits by any kind of artist in any genre. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. one of the biggest musicians of all time.
Yep.
One of the greatest musicians of all time. Whether you like country, whether you like George Strait or not, it don't matter. The stats speak for themselves.
He is the king of country.
But I had not looked at, and I'm not that familiar, I'll be honest, I wasn't that familiar with his body of work and everything. I know who he is, and I knew he was amazing, but I didn't know a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't seen a lot of his live stuff. Every one of his live things that I watched, he looks like he's making as much eye contact as he can with the audience.
Yeah.
So many singers look above the audience, or if they do look at anybody, it's just the people in the front, you know? He's getting the whole audience in. It looks like he's trying to, like, literally get all 1,000 people, like, make sure every single person he's made eye contact with.
Yeah,
that was kind of cool.
Can you imagine though? You go to a George Strait show, and he does that, and you're in the crowd. You're like, oh, George Strait is looking at me.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, that's a great way of doing it, man.
It's smart.
Yeah,
it's very, very unique way of doing it. Let's see here. Given the streaking craze, full exposure. On this day in 1974, Ray Stevens hits number one in America with his novelty song, The Streak.
Smile. I looked in there and Ethel was getting her cold ranking. I hollered, "Don't look, Ethel!" And it's too late. She'd already been mooned. Flashed her right there in front of the shop or so.
He ain't rude.
Boogity, boogity.
He ain't rude.
Boogity, boogity.
He's just in the mood to ride in the
news.
Oh, yes, they call him the
Streak. If Ray Stevens tried to come out right now in today's day and age, I don't know how that would go. There's a certain moment in Americana in time where you could do these things. You could have Dr. Hook on the cover of the Rolling Stone. You could have these novelty kind of songs. Man, did Ray Stevens make a career out of that,
He did. He certainly did.
Do you have Weird Al without Ray Stevens?
That's a great question. I probably not. Ray did something a little different. He wrote actual, you know, just like songs, you know, but they were funny, of course. He did comedy songs and that kind of stuff. But probably not. No, I don't think you have Weird Al as popular as he got without something to lay the groundwork like that. Yeah.
And a year later, in 1975, surfer musician Jack Johnson is born on the North Shore of Hawaii.
Oahu.
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 Is that, I knew I was saying it wrong. Oahu.
Oahu.
That is a fun word to say.
It is. Oh, Hawaiian is a great language. Yeah.
Right up there with Sheboygan. Yeah. It's right up there. Those are both fun ones to say.
Sheboygan is Hawaiian? No, I'm just kidding.
Also in 1975, the Bay City Rollers appear at BBC Radio Fun Day at Mallory Park Racetrack in Lancashire, England, where they are set to perform on an island in the middle of a lake. When throngs of fans try to swim to the rollers, mayhem ensues and they never get to perform.
Oh, no. The long annals of concert mishaps.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
There are so many of
them. So many of them.
There's a lot. There's almost as many as bad ones as there are good ones.
Yes, exactly.
And I think for every time that you've got the Beatles performing at Shea Stadium, you've got the White Sox Disco Inferno, you know, a tragedy.
Disco Demolition Night.
Demolition Night, that kind of thing. Yeah. On this day in 1991, Bananarama released Pop Life, their first album without bandmate Sibo Fei, who left the group in 1988. Interesting. Interesting. I wanted to get to this.
All right.
In 1996, Soundgarden performed for the first and only time on Saturday Night Live. They did Pretty Noose and this, or Burden in the Hand, and this one right here, Pretty Noose. Oh, yeah, the volume. See? The dark.
Yeah, there you go.
God, I was a huge Soundgarden fan.
Wow, I didn't realize they only played on Saturday Night Live once.
Yeah.
That's it. Wow, I didn't realize that.
I'm purposely wearing my hair down today to do my best Chris Cornell. It just happened that way. Yeah, big Soundgarden fan. Big fan of Chris Cornell and all those guys, that whole band. On this day in 2001, the movie Shrek is released, reviving the songs Hallelujah, sung by the soundtrack for the soundtrack Rufus Wainwright. Ooh. And I'm a Believer by Smash Mouth doing that one. this really did bring Hallelujah back, though.
Yep.
This is what's pulled right from the scene.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That first Shrek was really good.
It was a good movie.
I don't even remember the other ones or if I've seen them.
I don't
but
either.
The first one was good. I really liked the first one. Some of the best voice acting I've ever heard between Mike Myers and Eddie Murphy.
Oh, my gosh.
John Lithgow. Sneaky great performance by John Lithgow as well.
Over the top performance? Perfect for him.
Sneaky over the top actor.
Yes, he is.
I don't think you think of John Lithgow as an over the top actor like a Nick Cage or something, but he is.
He could do it.
He'd be the first to admit it. He'd be the first one to say that. Sometimes, you know, he did that with his
movie. Always loved it when he would come on Conan's show back in the 90s because he would play up the actor thing so well. He did a great job with it.
One of top 10 all time favorite sketches on Saturday Night Live. John Lithgow, John Lovitz, actor like one-off. Like, I was acting. Did you really mean that? Yes. I was acting. It's so good. To this day, I'm going to go watch that.
I know exactly what you're talking
favorite
about.
Favorite sketches of all time.
That's awesome.
Let's see here. I wanted to recommend Jeff Buckley's Hallelujah. Jeff Buckley's Hallelujah is my favorite version of that song.
Mm-hmm. Katie Lang does a cool version, too.
Yes, she does. Yeah. She does. On this day in 2002, Barry Manilow released Ultimate Manilow, special airs on CBS. And in 2004, Lenny Kravitz released his seventh album, Baptism. I don't know if that was his last one or not. I can't quite remember.
Has he been, what's he been doing?
He just released an album. That's right. He just released an album. Yeah. Yeah. In 1995, on this day, Bette Midler stars in the Seinfeld episode, The Understudy. It's a good episode. That was a good one. And, of course, I have to wrap up, not in chronological order, but I can't help myself. After repeated attempts to break through in America, Simple Minds goes to number one with a bullet, thanks to the movie The Breakfast Club with this. Thank you. 80s videos are the greatest videos of all time.
I can't remember a time in the world history where music was populated by tiny British guys.
Yes, yes.
They were all tiny guys.
You're so right about this.
Did they reach 4 or 5 feet? I don't know, but they had some hits, man.
There was no English pop star above 5'10". There was none.
They were all so small.
Keep naming them in your head, everybody. Yeah. You're doing the same thing Seth and I are doing right now. Exactly. You're naming all these stars. Like, wait a minute, Phil Collins?
Rick Astley? Yep, you know, throw him in there.
Nope, 5'10 at the most. At the most. You're so right about this. I don't think as a kid of the 80s, I can even turn this song off.
You may not be allowed to do that.
I might have to just let it completely play. I don't know how much you're going to have this as much anymore, too, of movies and music and those iconic. Well, when I hear this song, I think of Judd Nelson pumping his fists in the air and you know, being frozen or something like that. We don't do it as much. In TV, we've completely gotten rid of the TV theme song.
Yeah, it's gone.
Like, if I tried to do Star of the Day, only aughts, you know, it would be very difficult.
very hard.
Why couldn't you guys guess the theme to Lost? How could you not guess that? I mean,
it's like two notes repeated, and that's it.
I understand why. You know, with the TV shows, writers found and producers found, well, wait a minute, we can get more content, and if we don't have a 3-minute intro song, so they do those things. And I get the evolution of it. But there's a part of me that misses this stuff. There's a part of me that...
I'm with you, 100%.
I hear a pop song, or I hear a song or something, and I have this scene that pops in my head along with it.
Yeah.
I think it's one of the cooler things about art. Is when that happens, mingling of art, if you will.
Think about all the great scenes that Martin Scorsese, of course, is a master at this. Finding the right music for the scene, and you hear the music and you think immediately of that one scene from that one movie that he did.
It's Scorsese and Layla. I hear the song Layla.
It's
I mean,
Goodfellas.
Think of Goodfellas. Yep. You know, yeah, absolutely. There's a handful of songs like that. Yep. Scorsese's got the most of them.
He's really good at that. Yeah,
he's the master at it. He was always the master at it. Quentin Tarantino and Robert Rodriguez are very good at it. You can see the influence, but there's nobody like Scorsese. There's nobody. Simple Minds did have one other other hit song.
Good band.
Yeah, great band. Oh man. Simple Minds.
They just never, I mean, this was their one big, huge hit.
Yeah.
But they released some really great music before and after this. So check them out. It's good stuff.
Seth and I are about to walk away, but not for long. We'll be back. Well, I just told you we're going to walk away for it, but we'll be right back. Enjoy, everybody. I can't go. I have to let it play out. I have to. I can't help myself. Got to at least get to the ending, right?
We got it.
We have to at least let this play out. Here we go. Yeah, that's a different one.
I bet you if you took a million years to guess, you'd never know whose album that came off of.
Oh, I thought it was from a TV show. Okay,
no,
yeah,
from an album. It's the Joni Mitchell album.
Whoa.
That I took that off.
Whoa.
It's called Happy Birthday 75.
Oh, that is fantastic. Nicely done, sir. Nicely done. And that music lets us know that it's time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, and 9041 Steadway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. If you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary, first off, we encourage you to let us know about it. Send it to info@wfhr.com or james.maleff@civicmedia.us. And of course, we encourage you to direct message us on Facebook. Get it to us any way you can. Mm-hmm. And if you're celebrating a birthday today or this weekend, whenever, get on over to Misty's. Seth, what will they receive?
Well, they will receive a something we like to call pie.
Yes.
In this industry, something that's delicious. That's not nutritious, but that's neither here nor there because it's your birthday. Your birthday. You don't have to be nutritious on your birthday.
More to the point, it is free.
It is free.
It is free. There's nothing better than free pie.
Free pie, man.
The only tough decision you have is what flavor to go with.
And then there's lots to choose from, so it may take a while.
Join our friends at Misty's. They're open right now. Join them and have some fun and wish them a good day from us.
Yes.
Seth, I need you to do a little work. I need a 1 through 3.
Let's do 2 today.
All right. That gives us our qualifier. We can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Maddie Klatt.
Happy birthday, Maddie.
It's a great name.
Yes.
Maddie. I love that Maddie. Have a great day, Maddie. Enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Also want to wish a very happy birthday to Anne Teetsort.
Oh, Anne. Happy birthday.
Anne, we wish you a fantastic one. Enjoy Indeed. Your day. Another one of my favorite names of all time. Mm-hmm. Anne, that's a great name. But our qualifiers today are celebrating their 60th anniversary.
Whoa.
Diamond anniversary for Don and Pat Matthews.
Oh, Don and Pat, congratulations. Wonderful. Many happy returns. 60 years.
60 years.
Wow.
That is beautiful.
Impressive. Impressive.
That makes my foolish romantic heart sing. That is beautiful. Congratulations, you two, not only on 60 beautiful years, but on being our qualifiers today.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and take a quick look at some celebrity names. Spencer Breslin is 31. He is the elf Curtis on in the Santa Claus movie. Bruce Willis's younger self in The Kid. Dakota Fanning's brother in The Cat in the Hat. He's the brother of Abigail Breslin.
Oh, okay.
Who's pretty famous herself and everything.
Indeed.
Very good actress.
Yep.
David Nall is 44, country singer.
All right.
We brought this up earlier. Jack Johnson celebrating a birthday today. 48. I didn't know he was older than me.
Wow.
He's older than both of us, actually.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
How did that happen? I didn't realize that. Weird. Huh.
He seems so much younger because he's so mellow. You know, he just relaxed all the time.
I'm just not. He's just not my style. Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. That's fine. It's all good.
I would make the argument for me, maybe the funniest person in the world. Tina Fey is 53 today.
That's a statement. But she's got to be in the top 10. She's got to be in the top 10.
The fun thing about a list like that is there's no wrong answers. Everybody's going to have different answers and stuff. And I'm thinking of the art of comedy more so than telling jokes and that kind of thing.
Yes.
And I just love her writing. I love the way that she presents a joke, her timing, a lot of those things. And I think a lot of it has to do with, too, not only her being a Second City brat and all that like I am, but getting to see a lot of the early tapes of her at Second City with Amy Poehler and Rachel Dratch and seeing this person who was almost afraid to be on stage. And then seeing where she is now, where she's a household name and a Hollywood star.
Like, as an actor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a talented, brilliant writer and everything, but she's known because she's been in movies. She's acted and stuff. Yeah.
If you get a chance to read the book Bossy Pants, it's a great book. It's such a good book. And there's so many great stories in there. She is part of why I am good at this. In order to do radio nowadays, you have to be a little bit giving. You have to give a little of yourself. You have to be a little vulnerable. You've got to share with the audience. Do relatable radio, I like to call it.
Yeah.
I'm not good at that. I don't like my business in the street. I don't like to talk about myself. It may surprise some people out there, but if you know me in private, you know how I am.
Mm-hmm.
She was the same way, but she understood that was the best way to do Weekend Update, that was the best way to write a book, all these things. And she shares in the beginning of her book, Tina Fey has a faint scar on her cheek.
Mm-hmm.
When she was about 6 or 7 years old, a man tried to kidnap her.
Yep.
And she screamed and screamed and got away, but he cut her when she was trying to get away. And so because of that scar in that moment, she was deathly afraid of being on stage, just being in front of people, let alone being on stage or something, or being on Saturday Night Live, being at 30 Rock and performing on SNL. Like, get out of here. She ain't never going to do that. She did the stuff at Second City because she loved comedy. She loved writing. And that's all she ever really wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And here she is now with all these things. And I think, and to her credit and to her own words, she got here by being vulnerable. That's how she learned to do this.
Mm-hmm.
There's a power in that.
Yes, there is.
I never would have realized it without her. I never would have saw that.
She is the queen, if you will, of a certain kind of humor that I love.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the abrupt U-turn at the punchline, which is an art. If you don't do it right, it doesn't work at all. But if you do it in a way, when she got the Mark Twain Prize, for her acceptance speech. Yes. There's a line, I can't repeat it, but there's a line in there that just kills me. It's one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life.
Well, easily one of my favorite writers, favorite people, and just enjoy her work. Rob Bass is turning 56 today. Hip-hop pioneer, and of course, the masterpiece from 1988, It Takes Two. It's one of the greatest beats of all time.
It's not bad.
Holds up.
It does.
To me.
Sort of.
I have no idea if it holds up. I have no idea. I just love it. Rob Bass is 56 today, hip-hop pioneer.
That's right. But he spelled his name wrong. Bass, B-A-S-E.
It's
supposed to be B-A-S-S. Maybe he thought people would call him Bass then.
Maybe. You're right. Maybe right. That's funny, actually. Rob Bass. Now I kind of like that. At the beginning of his career, people getting it wrong and stuff.
No, it's Bass. It's Bass. Come on.
I was going to play. Here we go. I can play this.
Okay.
So we were just talking about her yesterday. Enigma is 66 today.
Enya or Enigma?
Enigma. We were talking about Enya. I mixed it up.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, Enigma is 66.
Yeah, Michael Croteau, I think his name is. He's French.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. In the 90s, he was big.
It had the big one, Sadness Part 1.
Yes, that's correct.
Was it? Yeah, this one.
Yep,
this one.
This is the one, yep.
Which got used in like a billion movies.
Oh my gosh.
Like a billion movies.
For montages everywhere. Yes. Yeah.
And none of them really like fit. It felt forced, every one of them. Chow Yun-fat is 68. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon superstar. His 68? Role, I can't believe it's 68.
Wow.
His role as pirate captain Sao Fang in Pirates of the Caribbean was edited out in China because the government thought it vilified and humiliated the Chinese.
I didn't know that.
That was a great performance, though. They missed that. We mentioned earlier, George Strait, 71 today.
Mm-hmm.
The king of country, they call him.
Yes, he is.
And maybe, it's a hard thing to press, who's the king of country and all those things. Well, George Strait, resume, 60 number one hits.
60.
The most number ones in the history of music, any genre, any chart. Seth hit on this earlier.
Yeah.
Again, I didn't say 60 number one hits in the most in country music or in pop music or in music.
That is a remarkable, to be able to stay around that long. Okay, we can see the shelf life of a big star. Someone has a big hit. How long are they going to stay around?
Yeah.
That's the question. The people who have staying power at a certain level, that's nothing short of amazing.
Yeah.
And he is one of those people. He's been doing it for five, six decades. How many ever decades he's been doing it now?
Five.
At least five
at least
decades.
Five.
And he's still getting hits. He's still getting hits.
Still performing.
Man.
Still performing, too.
Wow.
It's 71. Still performing. Reggie Jackson, born on this day, 77 years old from Mr. October.
I love Reggie.
He played himself in The Naked Gun, and I love him for that. I hear from sports writers talk all the time about how Reggie Jackson was a tough guy to interview and all these things. And then I hear Tony Kornheiser talk about him, and you would think that they were best friends. Reggie had his guys.
Mm-hmm.
And was the diva sports athlete before it really became a common thing, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But man, could he back it up. He could back it up. You look at the stats of Reggie Jackson in the playoffs.
Oh, man, and in the World Series. Yeah, he was called Mr. October for a reason.
It
really was true.
It's one of the best names ever in sports. Most nicknames tell you a little bit about the player. This one tells you about a moment in the player's legacy.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they call him Mr. October? Let me show you.
Yes.
Let me show you what he did. I could care less about the Yankees, but man, I love watching those highlights of Reggie Jackson in that uniform.
In that World Series, especially in 77. I got to say, one of my favorites, there's tons of great Reggie stories. Tons of great Reggie stories. One of my favorites is people consider Reggie the first guy to watch a home run. He knew he got it all, and he would kind of stand at home plate and watch the ball go.
Yeah.
Not kind of like bat flips that we see now, but a little bit more. But pitchers hated him before doing that, because showing me up kind of thing. Well, they asked him about that, and they said, so where did that come from? And he's like, well, actually, it came from watching Harmon Killebrew.
Wow.
Harmon Killebrew, the exact opposite of Reggie Jackson.
Yeah.
He was like one of the quietest baseball players of all time. He said, I watched him. He was like one of the first guys to watch a home run. And if you go back and watch some footage of Harmon, he did. Wow. Harmon Killebrew watched home runs after he knew he hit him. Of all people.
I would have never, in a billion guesses, wouldn't have guessed that. But, what you know, it's kind of funny. What was old is new. What's new is
exactly.
old.
Exactly.
And finally, of people no longer with us, Pope John Paul II, born on this day in 1920, passed away in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
He was the first non-Italian pope in 456 years.
Wow.
He was canonized a saint in 2014 and is also known to the world as Saint John Paul the Great.
All right.
One of the more memorable popes in our lifetime.
Man, he was basically, since we were alive until 2005, he was the pope. There was no one else for us.
I hope that this doesn't come across as an insult, but when I hear the term the pope, he's the first thing I think of.
Mm-hmm.
Not the current pope, which I do have a lot of respect for. And I've said this before on the air. The current pope, top five, top three people I would love to interview.
Oh my gosh.
I'd love to talk to that man.
Yes.
Like whether it was on air, off air, I don't care. I'd just love to talk to him and interview him. He seems like such an interesting, fascinating person.
Absolutely.
And one more time, we want to wish a happy birthday to Maddie Klatt.
Happy birthday.
To Ann Tietzort.
Happy birthday.
And a very happy anniversary to our qualifiers celebrating their diamond anniversary, their 60th anniversary. Happy anniversary to Don and Pat Matthews.
Congratulations, you two. Keep it up. Keep it going.
Keep it going. And if you see Don and Pat today, wish them a happy anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And stick around for Melissa's news, and then head on over to Misty's Menu. Treat yourself. Get on over there. They're open till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 Stidaway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. We are locally grown radio. 8:42 on the clock. Got Seth and James here. Going to get into an interesting one here now, and we might need somebody to lean on.
Okay.
Especially if you're an adult.
Uh-oh.
If you're an adult, find somebody to lean on right now, possibly.
Oh, dear.
Because we're going to, this next topic, one in three adults say they're too tired to be healthy.
Wait, what?
Can we take a pause? I think I did a pretty good job with that. I didn't know that bumper was going to come up, and I tied it into the topic.
You did it? Okay.
That wasn't bad. That wasn't
I will give you credit for that one, my friend. I'm going to make a note of my list here. James, good segues. Let's see. Check it there. Okay. It's marked in there.
We all know that it's not healthy to spend all night on the couch watching two-hour episodes or binge-watching, things and everything. Well, in a new poll, 35% of adults say they are too tired to live a healthy lifestyle. And young people are more zonked than older folks.
Oh, dear.
48% of 25 to 34-year-olds say they are too exhausted, compared to 23% of people 55 and older.
Wow.
And 40% of women are too tired versus 29% of men. That is a big number. That is 11% difference.
Wow,
right,
that is big difference.
38% of adults say that they lack the motivation to be healthy. Other excuses include lack of time, lack of confidence, high gym fees, and food prices.
Mm.
Experts would remind us that more exercise boosts energy, as do healthier diets and better sleep.
That's all true, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
These things answer themselves with the correct, balance.
Right.
But that's easier said than done.
Of course. Of course.
I want to tackle these individually.
Okay.
Like the lack of time and the lack of energy, I think, are hand in hand.
Yep.
We talk about mental health a lot, but do we actually put anything into it?
That's a great question, yeah.
Everybody in the world, every company, it's no different than talking about going green or being, an ally or any of these things. They do one little thing, but what are they actually doing about it?
Yep.
And with all this craze about, Bud Light and this and all this stuff, and they support all these things and stuff. What did Bud Light do other than putting a rainbow on their can? Did they put any money into any causes? Did they raise awareness about anything?
Yep, that's a good point.
What are you really getting bent out of shape about? If you really looked a little into it and everything, you'd realize, they didn't actually do a whole lot.
Yeah, it seems more like a marketing ploy. It really does.
I'm not saying it's not cool what they did.
Yep.
It's great. Everything helps. But,
at the same time, let's be honest
here.
Choose
your battles wisely.
Yeah.
If you're going to get bent out of shape about everything, you're going to be, no wonder you're too exhausted
so tired,
to exercise.
Yeah. Exactly.
Not only choosing your battles wisely, choosing your battles wisely on your day.
Mm-hmm.
I am a workaholic.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not radio, I'm dove into it's my teaching. If it's not teaching, it's my acting career.
Mm-hmm.
I've always got, or I'm helping my parents, or I'm doing something. I could not honestly, off the top of my head, tell you the last time I took an hour to myself. I generally have no idea. I have no idea when the last time I did something like that. Like, you've got to find, you've got to make the time. I don't, there's certain times where, yes, I've got a lot on my plate. There's also times where I put things on my plate.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, I am a workaholic.
Right.
I've got to find that time where, wait a minute, no. I don't need to put an hour into my monologue today. I'm going to go have coffee with my daughter.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to do something like that. I'm
exactly.
trying to be better about these things. But please understand, I am not pointing the finger at anybody. I am learning to do this myself. But we also need companies. We need the world to work with us on this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be a lot more difficult.
It's looking at this from the tiredness standpoint, okay, we have to remember that if you're on a job that looks at a screen 8 hours a day, you're using as much energy as if you're doing a physical labor.
Mm-hmm.
You're using that brain power uses just as much energy, and it's weird because you don't feel as physically tired, but you're mentally tired, And for me, that's almost worse. It's harder to get through that than being, physically tired, like a little sore or something like that. I think you can deal with that a little bit better than if it's your brain is hurting because mm-hmm. you've had to, stare at a screen for 8 hours in a day kind of thing. I think that's part of the problem is that, all these screens that we're looking at all the time, it's making us feel that way. And then because we have all this spending all this time on there, mm-hmm. you're right. And then we have issues where, when am I going to find time to exercise? Or when am I going to find time to, cook the right foods and this kind of thing? So
I've never done anything like I'm going to do this morning. After the show today, I have an appointment and I am going to a spa. I'm going to Blessings Holistic Spa. Shout out to Tanya and the team over there.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do something with them where I'm going to go there, experience some of the great things that they have over there. And then Tanya and I are going to talk about it sometime in the next week or so.
Nice.
She's going to join us. So it's going to be a fun thing and stuff. This is the only way to get me to relax. Like, it's part of my
work,
job.
Yeah.
This is the only way. Like, I don't know. Everybody that worked this out, Tanya, Steph, everybody, like, I appreciate it. Cause, and the people in my life appreciate it because this is, like, literally the only way to get me to do this. Like, in part because I also, being honest with the audience, I have debt. I've got responsibilities. I've I've got kids. I've got these things. I have to work. I need the money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's important. I've got responsibilities. I've got people that count on me.
Exactly.
And I am not alone. Every single person out there pretty much is nodding their head in the same place.
Yeah. We got to do this. Yep.
So there's a commonality there. I hope that we see the connection that we all have. We have more connected than we don't. We are more in common than we don't. Don't ever let anybody change your mind of that or flip that on you. But also that we need to give each other grace with this and give ourselves grace with this.
Yes.
Finding the time. It is there. You just got to work for it. You got to find it.
So I think this is great for James to go on this thing. One of two things is going to happen with him. Either he's going to be completely relaxed, for the first time in a long time, just be like, oh, wow, this is great. Or he's going to be so tense, he'll break in half. One of those two things,
I may break. I hope I don't break anybody there. I hope I don't.
I can't get this knot.
Discourage them, so much that they don't.
Get the sledgehammer out. Yeah. Let's really work on this.
They're really great over there. They're going to do a good job on me. And they do a good job on you. Encourage you to reach out to Tanya and the good people over at Blessings Holistic Spa.
Yeah, that's going to be cool.
They got a great Facebook page and stuff, too. Lack of confidence is another one. I think when it comes to that, that is one of those ones that you can get through. Like, I was born with zero confidence. And I've built, like, from the ground up where I am right now. And you can do that, too. Like, everybody can. And everybody deserves to have that.
I agree, yeah.
Not ego. I'm not talking about alpha male blind ego that doesn't really truly exist except for in that person's head.
Machismo.
Yeah. I'm talking about genuine confidence of, like, you know what? Maybe I don't look great today. Who cares?
Yeah.
It's all right. Maybe I look silly in these gym clothes. I don't care. Also, though, I don't work at a gym. I never have. I have it when I was younger. I did a bit, but I don't like gym life. I'm not a fan of that. I got a gym at home. I got weights at home. I work out at home.
Yeah.
Some people, it might be a help them motivating.
It's a personal thing. Yeah.
But when it comes to the gym and food prices, the high cost of gym fees and food prices, that is another one of those ones that is difficult. But there are ways around that. You can. and eat healthy on a budget. Don't let Whole Foods or any of those places tell you different. You don't have to spend $11 on asparagus water.
Yeah,
I will never forget that in my life, walking through the Whole Foods in Santa Barbara. And for $12, you could buy this mason jar of water with a asparagus in it. Are you kidding me?
If you want the value of asparagus, why don't you just eat asparagus?
Just eat asparagus. They got asparagus like a lane over for like $5 or whatever.
Yeah, right.
It was actually cheaper.
It's still expensive, but cheaper than the water. Yeah.
But this is an issue nowadays with, mm-hmm. for a lot of people when it comes to this stuff. These prices going down is probably not going to happen. But there are cheaper alternatives that are just as good for you.
Mm-hmm.
I think Aldi is really good at this. I think there's a lot of great options out there to look mm-hmm. into. But most importantly, you deserve to be healthy. You deserve to live the healthiest life you can. Do right by yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, it starts with you. And you do right by yourself. Oh, and you're going to enjoy it.
Real quick, because I know both of us. I mean, you're the king of this. And I have issues too. Sleep. Mm-hmm. Sleep is very, very important. And I struggle with it too. So I'm not pointing any fingers either. Yeah. But that can be like the base of all this stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Good sleep is going to rework a lot of these things for you. We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
All seven and we'll watch them fall. They stand in the way of love and we will smoke them all with an intellect. And the savoir-faire, no one in the whole universe.
A little bit of Prince for you to kick off the segment.
Mm-hmm.
We were just talking about numbers and songs and everything.
We did.
That is interesting. Seth and James here with you at 8:54 on the clock. Going to wrap things up here in just a moment, take it to the top of the hour with a couple of silly things, like this escape pig in Wisconsin. Anybody hear about this?
Escape farm animals, always fun.
Go to upi.com for this one. Police in Wisconsin went door-to-door to find the owner of a 300-pound pig found wandering loose through a neighborhood. He was just trying to get some exercise.
300-pound pig, that's huge.
That's a big pig,
man.
The Green Bay Police Department said in a Facebook post that officers responded to reports of a loose pig Monday on the west side of the city. Quote, when Albert was questioned as to where he lived, his snout wasn't pointing him in the right direction, the post said. Officers went door to door until a neighbor was able to identify Albert, the pig's owner.
Mm-hmm.
The owner was summoned to the scene and used fruit snacks to lure the potbelly pig home.
Fruit snacks.
I didn't know that.
Sugar is there, yeah.
Yeah, good to know. So lured him home. Police said Albert had escaped through a gate that had accidentally been left open. How big was this gate?
I'm kind of thinking, he had to get through it, so I'm guessing he didn't live in the gated area the whole time. But still, man.
We are definitely not body shamers around here. We believe in promoting body positivity. We mm-hmm. are all a fan of all body types. But, I mean, Albert, 300 pounds, baby.
With pigs, that's good, though.
Yes.
I mean, the bigger the better with pigs, man.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't know much about pigs.
Me neither.
I think I've been around one pig in my life. Mm-hmm. Maybe one, two. Other than like at a petting zoo or something like that. So I don't know much about pigs. But they do this kind of stuff a lot, it feels like. It feels like a lot of our stories of loose animals have revolved around pigs or farm animals.
They just want to get out, man. Just want to see the town a little bit.
What was it? There was Babe, of course, the famous, yep. mm-hmm. most famous pig. Movie. Wasn't there a movie like a sequel, like Babe in the City? Or
yes,
there was. I thought I wasn't remembering it right. Okay,
at least one other. There might have been two sequels if I remember correctly for Babe. I'm not 100% sure on that, but there definitely was the Pig in the City or something like that is what it was called. Yeah.
Now was that a documentary? Was that more of a like loosely based on a real story, or was Babe a bad influence on all these pigs?
That's a great question. Now Babe is not very big. He's a smaller pig.
True.
You know, he's not a very big, not like a 300-pound friend there, so he could probably sneak around a little bit more. But when you're 300 pounds, it's kind of hard to hide.
You are not exactly able to stroll.
No.
Yeah, there's no strolling when you're 300 anything.
What's that giant thing standing next to? It's bigger than the dumpster. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I also love the idea of somebody looking out their window, like, Is that a pig? Yeah. That's a pig walking.
A literal double take would be like, yes, one of the things. Yeah. What? That's a huge pig.
Hey, you see that pig walking by? There's really only thing you could do. That'll do, pig. That'll do.
Oh, the great James Cromwell. Mm, mm.
Memorial Day is May 29th, and 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and 105.5 WIRI, our wonderful sister station, will be airing a special message to honor those military veterans who have served, including those who made the ultimate sacrifice. You can sponsor our promos. You can be a part of this if you would like to. We encourage you to reach out to our sales staff to do so. Just go ahead and give us a call at 424-1300. Pam will hook you up with Ashley and get this whole thing going. Mm-hmm. It's a great way to give back to the community. Bring in, maybe even new team members here. Yeah. Maybe some businesses out there that have been on the fence about working with us here. Encourage you to do that. When you work with us, you're not just working with us here in WFHR. You're working with Civic Media, which mm-hmm. is up and down the state now.
Yep,
we are. We have stations literally up and down the state. You can be heard literally up and down the state.
Anywhere.
Spread the word about that. Spread the word about this great event and reach out to our sales staff at 424-1300 to get in contact with Pam. She'll get in contact with Ashley and get this thing going. We can really celebrate Memorial Day properly.
That's right. And especially like you were saying, if you've never advertised with WFHR before, this is a great way to get in the door because it's not a huge financial commitment, but you can see what we can do. And plus, the big bonus and the main reason is that you get to honor those who have given the ultimate sacrifice. So.
There's not many better ways to celebrate, to spend your day on mm-hmm. Memorial Day than doing something like this, thinking about these things. And please, at some point in the day on Memorial Day, think about those that we've lost and what they gave their lives for.
Yeah.
And enjoy some baseball. Because Rafter Baseball kicks off on Memorial Day as well.
Woo!
Right here at WFHR, where every pitch, every hit, every win of Rafter Baseball all season long will be right here.
Mm-hmm.
We're so looking forward to this. It's going to be exciting. We're working behind the scenes right now to get everything set up and ready to go for you. We got some new announcers. They're going to be joining us soon. We'll be joined by the Rafters front office quite a bit throughout this season mm-hmm. and throughout the summer and everything. It's going to be a lot of fun. Rafter Baseball right here, streaming 24/7 WFHR. Stream us, everybody.
Yep.
Boy, please stream us. That's all they pay attention to. They don't pay attention to anything. Pay attention. Yep. Just stream us.
Download the app.
Yes.
Get it on your phone. Please. You don't even have to play it. Just put it on there.
I don't think they believe how big our audience is.
No.
Let's show them. Stream us. And then they'll see those numbers.
That's
everybody.
Right.
We'll be back with more here on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.